The main entrance. Let's go in.
It's very big, isn't it?
Yes, but here's a map which will help you. Can you see that it's a kind of L shape?
Oh, yes. Is that the circulations desk in front of us?
Yes. That's where all of the incoming and outgoing loans are registered. When you return a book, just put it in the large box over there. See, it's marked returns, just to the right of the desk.
Yes, I see. Can I use the computers behind the desk to access the internet?
Those computers are for the library's database search system only. There are computers in the IT block, which we passed on our way here to the library. Anyway, you can search for a book by typing in the title, author, topic, or a keyword.
Are the computers easy to use?
Yes, very easy. Even I can use them.
Does it give a catalogue number after you do the search?
Yes, it does. It'll also tell you in which section of the library to find the book. The library is divided into three sections. Straight ahead, behind the circulations desk, is the monograph collection. That just means you can borrow these materials for normal loans.
Monograph collection? Yes, I see.
The section behind the photocopiers is for all of the serial publications. That means journals and magazines and newspapers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important section for us is the reference section. You'll use it a lot. Unfortunately, the books in this section can't be borrowed. You have to use them in the library. It's over there, past the quiet study area.
I see. So, do I need to join or register here? Or do I have automatic borrowing rights as a student?
As long as you have your student card, you can borrow books from the monograph collection. Anyone else can access the rest of the library.
What if I can't find a particular book?
That's what the staff are there for, Yumi. Just go to the advisor's desk. Take a request card and fill in the details of what you're looking for.
Where's